This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. A little slick and parts out there today, so be careful if you're out and about. This hour on the program, we're going to have a little family reunion between Kevin Flynn and Bruce Williams. You looking forward to that? Your long-lost buds, right?
Done a couple of shows with promoted a couple more than one Williams and Ree show over my days in this business.
Every time I've interviewed Williams and Ree about a show coming up, I end up laughing hysterically. I mean, they're very, very good.
Oh, they're hilarious, and they're for the most part, the little bit of time I've spent with them, they're exactly the same people when they're not on stage. So great, both great guys.
That's awesome. So they'll be coming up a little later on in the program. Look forward to that. We have some tickets to give away for Friday night's UND hockey game versus Minnesota Duluth at Ralph Engelstad Arenas.
Ooh, do tell. That's a game. A
pair of tickets there. That's a big game. Both teams are struggling a little this year, so it's an important game, and it should be a knockdown dragout. Of course, Duluth is coached by former UND defenseman Scott Sandlin, and also he was an assistant coach as well, so. There are always a grudge match when we play the
Bulldogs.
Yeah, exactly right. So we'll do that as well coming up on the program. And I have some talk of North Dakota from the World Economic Forum. Maybe a little common sense.
Oh, well, good.
When those elitists get together. So stay tuned for that coming up. Right now, District 18 State House member, North Dakota Representative Steve Vetter, from Grand Forks to talk about Bill 1202, House Bill 1202. Representative Vetter, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate the time and you joining us today. Tell us a little bit. First of all, very often these bills have a story linked to them where someone has identified a problem or a concern and said, hey, can you fix this in the form of legislation? So talk about the origins of this.
Yeah, sure. This is it's an edibles bill. It's been previously introduced. One of the challenges you have with any kind of medical marijuana bill is that because of the measure that was passed about 6 years ago, it goes 7 years where in order to make any changes to the measure, you need a two-thirds vote. So in this case, all the medical marijuana bills that have passed over the last few sessions have all needed a two-thirds vote. The edibles bill has been one that has failed in the past in the Senate. And so I am bringing it back. I feel that the medical edible bill is better in the sense that it is a good bill because it decreases a patient's exposure to THC and to carcinogens while ultimately increasing the period of relief that they enjoy from their debilitating conditions. There's a reason why most other medicines are given orally, and it makes sense for medical marijuana to follow that particular path. part of it is with edibles, you have, there's less less exposure to THC, so there's less of a euphoric high, and it's more of a, but it's also a longer period of time. So it works much better actually for a lot of your debilitating conditions, like your, like back pain or something to that effect, where it lasts longer. Whereas, you know, your vapes and your smokables and those types of things, those are, you know, more of an instant type of euphoric high and less of a, I believe, you know, it doesn't last as long, so it has really less of a medical presence. So, I mean, I guess I really feel if any of the medical bills should have passed, edibles was one of them. I was involved in changing the medical marijuana law back in my second session in 2019, and that was because part of the reason is the law got put into place, but then no doctors really wanted to prescribe any of this because they didn't want to get in trouble. So one of the things I did is we changed the law to basically the person just needs to say what their condition is, and then the doctor essentially. Doctor or nurse practitioner actually can look at their medical records and say, yes, they have that condition. They check the box, and now the person can get a medical marijuana card without having the doctor to actually have to prescribe that medicine because it's, you know, federally still illegal. So I guess that's kind of my spiel. And do you have any more questions or?
So did someone come to you and explain that there was a need for this?
Yes, there's been multiple people. Generally speaking, a lot of your elderly people and a lot of people that don't want to, that find the smoking part, it's not, you know, obviously somebody with any kind of lung condition you wouldn't want, or asthma, or those types of things. But it's generally been a lot of more of your elderly people, and you know, and your, you know, people with certain conditions that, because this is really a something that can, and where I've seen is where it replaces some of your opiates with, you know, when you're taking opiates that can actually kill you, whereas taking medical marijuana, there has not been any cases that people have died because of that. So I think it's a much safer choice for patients. And yes, I mean, multiple people have came to me. This was an issue that I talked about on my last campaign. I feel like I am, and in my district, it is a very popular, medical was very popular, but even in my district, my district even voted for legalization. For instance, at a very high level. So, I believe it was in the mid or high 60s. So from my standpoint, I'm representing my district and I'm doing what, people in my district want me to do. I don't really feel like this should be as big as a deal as it should be. This should be available to people and,
I think one of the criticisms we've heard is that just is sort of that slippery slope of going to the place that other states are at, and that's why I wanted to ask you this: is this available to anyone, or would this only be available to people that have that medical marijuana card?
No, it's only available to the people with medical card. So they got to prove they have a condition before they are able to get a card, and like I said, a doctor or nurse practitioner signs off on. As far as the slippery slope or the gateway drug or some of those types of things, I think there's a lot of other drugs out there that are really more, I mean, one, for example, is alcohol. I think that's the biggest gateway drug, which is acceptable in our society, and people do it all the time. But that is just as big a gateway drug as marijuana. And in this case, with edibles, I think it's even less because, like I said, you don't get the same, I guess, euphoric high because it goes, you take that drug and it goes into your stomach. It takes a while before it actually goes out to your body. But it's more of a, quote, medicine, as far as I'm concerned, for, treating a lot of conditions versus, some of your smokables are more for, cancer patients or, doing chemo and stuff like that. That's really one of the big reasons for using it, the smokable kind. But I feel like I don't know why the edibles is the last one to go because, I mean, it's the least amount when it comes to, THC content and how much carcinogens you're going to get.
Sure.
All that type of stuff.
You've explained it well. District 18 State House Member Steve Vetter of Grand Forks on House Bill 1202, a bill relating to regulating edible medical marijuana products for patients that have an authorization. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
That little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd man out in the yard and growled at me and I swallowed hard and I heard somebody say, well, who are you? Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack and his beard and his hair was long and black and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen.
Dolly Parton has a birthday today. We're celebrating with Dolly, 21 past the hour, brought to you by PetraServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Buy any size fountain pop, you get it for 79 cents today. And here's a little sampling of the specials you'll find at PetraServe USA locations on 45th and Fargo, Meatloaf. In Yulin, Orange Chicken. In Glendon, Swedish Meatballs. Meatloaf on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Parmesan Chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29, PetraServe USA. Couple of choices at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Breakfast hot dish or mac and beef. Swedish Meatballs in Hardwick. PetraServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. The cable networks are all a flutter with news that Alec Baldwin is to be charged with involuntary manslaughter in that shooting that took place on a movie set. He and the person in charge of the armaments, both charged with involuntary manslaughter. Why is this such a story that seems to grip the networks?
It's Alec Baldwin. It's Hollywood.
All right. Somebody died. Not a terrible deal, for sure.
It's that whole thing is mind-boggling to me that there's even a live round anywhere on a movie set. He was set up. He's an actor. I've been on a couple of films where there was a lot of fake guns and fake bullets and fake shooting. Nowhere near any of those. First of all, they're all. Anytime I've ever been them. Seen them, they're all prop guns that basically fire blanks or caps. How did a real firearm get loaded with a real live round on a movie set where an actor picks it up and says, this is my gun? This is the one I'm using? The Wranglers take care of all of that. They're the whoever did this, they set him up.
Are you saying it wouldn't be his responsibility?
No,
to think
not at all.
Could be live round.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have checked it. He could have looked at it, but in no world ever would an actor on a movie set think that there'd be a live round in a weapon? Doesn't happen.
Anyway, that's breaking news today. Also coming up still on the program, we have a pair of tickets to give away for Friday night's UND hockey game. That'll be fun. And Bruce Williams of Williams and Ree. They're going to be at the Tioga Community Center on February 10th, and we're talking to him coming up on the program. So Brian Moynihan is the CEO of Bank of America. They'd be, top five financial institutions in the world. He is in Davos, the World Economic Forum. So is Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business. And he brought up North Dakota and his trip to North Dakota, which I think is pretty cool. Listen to this.
And by the way,
you don't make any money on it.
And by the way, those consumers have in their accounts a lot more they had pre-pandemic because the stimulus is still being spent. It hasn't been spent. And so the raises because of labor market tightness that we've all given to keep up with inflation. So what's interesting is you look at those accounts pre-pandemic, people who are sort of median income, they're multiples of where they were. They've come down a little bit since the spring of last year, just slightly, but they're basically still multiples of where they're pre-pandemic. So that means that U.S. consumer still has a lot of purchase power, although the fight about inflation is things get expensive, it hits them right in the pocketbook, and then they start to change.
Of course. I want to get your take on two areas that you mentioned. Housing, obviously, we've seen real demand destruction, and also the capital markets and this, lack of, equity and debt raises. I want to get your take on what that recovery looks like, but we'll take a short break and come back with that. Welcome back, and I am back with the chairman and CEO of Bank of America, Brian Moynihan, here in Davos. Brian, I want to talk about the macro story. First off, you've been expecting a real slowdown, a moderate recession. Where are you today on the macro story in terms of recession? And what about housing? How bad has it been? You've seen a lot of these cycles. How long does it take for this recovery to take hold?
So two things. On the macro, we basically have a mild recession predicted starting mid this year into 24. We expect that it takes the Fed will hold, move rates up over 5% and hold them there all through pretty much next year. Unemployment will move up a little bit. And so that's how they have to slow down the economy. And I think people are debating about pulling them back down. They can't pull them back down to the services side, inflation squeezed out, which is much more difficult. On housing, look, if you basically double the cost of a mortgage, obviously housing prices are affected, but people forget in the context that that was in the last guest that I talked about, which is Howard was talking, you know, at the end of the day, it went up dramatically, and now it's going to come back to get on long-term trend. And so if you go back to 2004, 5, 6, 7, it rocketed up, it came back, got on the 3% trend, and that's because the population in the U.S. is fairly stable. And well, there's houses that are needed in certain places. At the end of the day, there's not that much aggregate demand, and so rates slow it down. But that's the intended outcome of the Fed changing rates.
Yeah.
If we didn't slow down housing, people would have this wealth effect that would probably feel more like 2007-8.
And then we'd probably get more 75 basis point hikes,
exactly. Right?
If it didn't impact it. What about capital markets? It was dead in the water last year. You know that. No capital, not a lot of capital raises in debt and equity, IPOs.
Yeah.
I think there were 35 IPOs at the New York Stock Exchange. How long does that recovery take?
Well, it's kind of, you need stability. You need the projection of the economy to stabilize, earnings projections to stabilize, the rate structure to stabilize, especially on the leveraged finance side. And that's starting to happen. You're seeing some stuff get through that is not as needful of some of those pieces. But, you know, we went from $2 billion a quarter investment banking fees for all that activity to one. Now, we used to be about 1.5, so it's not like the life ended. And we're down, you say down 50%, you feel good, you gain a little market share. But on the other hand, look, we have a balanced book of business. We do corporate lending, we do treasury services, and we do investment banking, and it'll come back. It's just going to take some stability. So when people are debating whether the Fed's going to be cutting rates at the end of the year or raising rates at the end of the year, that's not the time when you take a company public easily. You can get some public, but not easily.
Well, you are a major lender for business, and the number one in terms of middle market customers. And I want to get your take on this, because a number of oil and gas-related companies are worried. They're going to shut them down. This week in Davos, you said this. You said the official global standards on sustainability and climate were needed to align capitalism with what society wants from it. Are you buying into these global standards? Are you going to stop lending to oil and gas companies?
Yeah, we have $40 billion outstanding loans to oil and gas companies. We do capital markets transactions. 2 days ago, there was an article written how that we are one of the major funders. We fund oil and gas companies. And those leaders, including Vicky, I just saw Occidental and talking to her, those leaders are trying to transition to companies. Carbon capture storage went out to North Dakota with Senator Kramer. They have a net zero commitment where they're taking the carbon capture and sticking it in the Bakken Shale in the pipelines, and we're helping people figure that out. Look, we need to have both. We need lots of oil and gas, energy security, and we need to start to make the transition. The key is to keep it all in balance. On the standards, the issue is right now we're about ready to be handed a set of standards by Europe that will apply to American companies, subsidiaries here, and ultimately the companies, the SEC. And so what we're trying to say is the private sector for the last 4 or 5 years said, here's a set of standards which are straightforward. Adopt these. We have 200 companies already.
A lot of interesting information there. Brian Moynihan, who is the CEO of Bank of America, loved that he recalled his trip to North Dakota. And is okay.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
USA News Update. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stube was transported to a hospital Wednesday afternoon after he fell off a roof in Sarasota, Florida. The report indicated Congressman Stube was involved in an accident on his property late Wednesday afternoon and sustained several injuries. 11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Freedom Matters USA Studios on What's On Your Mind. What's the most famous song Dolly Parton ever did? I mean, like her biggest hit.
Oh,
Nine to Five?
Oh, yeah, Jolene.
Jolene,
five,
okay.
Yeah,
9 to 5,
I Will Always
movie,
Love You.
Right? Oh, yeah. She wrote I Will Always Love You, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. She did okay when Whitney.
Oh, yeah.
Had that movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Bodyguard, I believe.
That was a good show. Really good show. How old today for Dolly Parton?
77 today.
77 today. How about that? Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Right now, they have some great winter savings. If you go to MyPillow.com and browse, you're going to find some great deals. And then you add the promo code Scott to them. And you're really loving life because you'll save even more. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyCoffee.com, MyStore.com is where you get my coffee, and it is good. I hear about that from listeners every single day to say, wow, you're right. Mike's right. That's good. MyStore.com, it's called MyStore.com because there is an opportunity there for you to see all kinds of products that come from entrepreneurs. So it's Mike's way of helping the entrepreneurs. MyStore.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott or call this number. Ready? 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Williams & Rees, Bruce Williams, joins us next on the program. Williams & Rees are going to be performing live at the Tioga Community Center. You ready for this date? February 10th. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. Okay? If you want tickets for that, call this number in Tioga, 701-664-3192. 701-664-3192, extension 1. Or you can stop by the Tioga Community Center to get your tickets, okay? Kev, you want to try and call Bruce? Daniel's not having any luck on his end, so maybe they're expecting a 701 number. Okay? Kev's going to give that a try, see what he can do. Meanwhile, some texts from our fine listeners. Kevin, you know better. Anytime you pick up a gun, prop or not, it is your responsibility to check if it's loaded.
I know.
Always,
I get it.
Always assume a gun is loaded.
Not on a movie set, though.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's a totally different deal.
Yeah. You have a good point. In movie set, it's play. It's make-believe. You know? So day after day after day after day, you're in this particular scene. Why would a gun all of a sudden be loaded? Alec Baldwin is in charge with involuntary manslaughter today. So that's the big news. Adam says, wrong, we do not need to begin the transition because CO2 is not a pollutant. It's not destroying the planet, and there's no climate crisis due to it. Sri Lanka has already been destroyed by this insanity. Are we going to allow ourselves to be next? Says Adam. I think he's referring to the conversation with Brian Moynihan. And when I hear the word transition, I think exactly the same thing. Where I think Bank of America is being a little bit different, they're saying, hey, we'll finance oil and gas companies. We're not going to cut them off. And we're going to invest in new technologies. Well, that's a win-win. Because we've got some of the new technologies going on, and we've got current oil and gas development. Where it's really bad is when they say the transition means oil and gas bad. We're not going there. So that's why I think Bank of America's got that right. Bruce Williams, one half of the hilarious Williams and Reed duo that will be at the Tioga Community Center on February 10th, joins us on our Newsmaker line today. Bruce, how the heck are you?
Well, I'm just glorious. It's a glorious day here in Nashville and really looking forward to coming up there to Tioga.
Have you been to Tioga before?
Yes, we have. We've played all over the hinterland, and we have been through there.
Where did you guys start? Where did you get your big break?
We got together at Black Hills State College in Spearfish, South Dakota in 1968.
And therefore did a lot of Upper Midwest gigs?
Absolutely. That was our bread and butter for many moons.
And then how'd you get to Nashville? What happened there?
Well, the Oak Ridge Boys took us on tour with them after we did our inaugural appearance with them in Minnesota. And they, for years, they let us open shows for them. And they convinced us into moving to Nashville. And that turned into a 10-year stint on the Nashville network doing a cooking show with Florence Henderson called Country Kitchen.
So that all worked out well, but you haven't forgotten your Midwestern roots. You're back here often, which is awesome.
Absolutely. We still have kinfolk there, so it's always a great place to return to.
How are the Oaks doing these days, by the way?
Well, you know, they're like many of us, getting a little long in the tooth, but still cranking it out.
Still touring and still doing everything they've been doing?
Absolutely. They just, around Christmas time, they did back-to-back something like 40 shows at Opryland for their Christmas celebration.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is great. So who's going to be the funnier of the duo when you're in Tioga? Do you think is it going to be Ree or is it going to be you?
You never can tell. I mean, I try to be the funniest, but sometimes he's pretty hilarious.
Do you enjoy making fun of him?
Oh, we both enjoy making fun of each other. That's how we started, and that's how we exist.
Has he ever offended you?
No.
Is that impossible?
Has.
Is that impossible to offend you?
It is impossible to offend me but you got to keep my wife's name out of his mouth. That's all.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I like politically incorrect humor. I think it's I think it's hilarious, and you guys do a nice job of there's not a lot of rules there. You're just going to make people laugh, and they got to come there without kind of the stodginess that they might come to a show with, right? Just let all that stuff out and just come and relax and have a good time and laugh.
Exactly, because get rid of all your prejudices and all of your weight of the world and just let it go and enjoy the Indian and the white guy for what they are.
Bruce, do you ever, you and I, you wouldn't remember, you and I have done a few shows together over the years in different markets, but...
I never touched you.
Well, I know that. Well, other than the time we were at the Mystic Lake Bar, but we won't talk about that. Anyway, boy, we seem to be kind of in a different world when it comes to comedians and the ability for audiences to take a joke. Are you guys running into any of the woke craziness, especially with, you know, your moniker, the Indian and the white guy? I would think you're going to get, oh, you cannot say that! I'm triggered!
Oh, yes, we have.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted to
do. Yes, we have, but we ain't quitting, and we ain't changing. You know, these woke people are just going to have to come around to our way of thinking, you know, because it's a different world out there. There's a lot of hate and stuff, and a lot of anger and division and stuff. And if two guys like us can get together and do what we do for 54 years, then I think we deserve a little respect along with the questioning looks, you know.
Exactly. And you keep the war on woke going, because the world needs some humor. It's sorely missing these days, you know.
Yeah, it's tough out there, I'll tell you.
Exactly right.
Today.
What do you got planned for Tioga? You gonna sing a little?
Yes. Yes, we're gonna sing a little, we're gonna joke a little, and you never know. There might be a prize guest. Who knows? It's wide open up there.
Wow.
Over the years, Bruce, is there one bit or one gag that you guys do that just seems to never get old, now that people just, everybody just loves it every time you do it, or are you always mixing it up?
Yeah, I'd have trouble picking out one that always works, but you know, we sometimes go back years if we can remember a bit. we'll drag it out, you know, but it's a challenge every day, and we just love getting up there and working with each other. It's a joy that it's hard to express. You know, we've been doing it so long, we almost finish each other's thoughts like a bad married couple.
I believe it.
Well, you're good at it. You're a fantastic guy. Do you know that I first saw Williams and Ree at the Plains Motel in Huron, South Dakota, about 1980?
Oh, I believe that.
Been a fan ever since. And when you talk about all those years together, I mean, there's a lot of fans out there that absolutely love Williams and Ree and consider themselves family. So I hope all of our listeners in the Tioga area take it in and laugh a lot. February 10th, doors open at 6, show starts at 7. Get your tickets by calling 701-664-3192, extension 1, or you can come on by the Tioga Community Center and get your tickets as well. Good to talk to you, my friend, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Tioga.
Right on. Thank you guys very much for the promo.
Our best to your partner, too.
Thank you.
You bet. Williams and Ree coming to Tioga. And now that they're big time, you got to take advantage
of it. Always a great show.
When they're in the state. Oh, they are.
Always a great show. Yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
So dang funny. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Ready to give away some tickets? We have a pair. Friday night, UND Hockey versus Minnesota Duluth. They could be yours next. Plus, we'll get to your texts on what's on your mind. Stay tuned.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Numeral uno for Dolly Parton right here.
Jolene, Jolene,
yeah.
Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Crazy, that song is almost Jolene, 50 years old.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene,
74 for that one.
Please don't take him just because.
Kind of a timeless classic too, isn't it?
Yes, you bet.
Pretty amazing. Texture says, I think in order for politicians to vote down raising the debt limit, we need to legalize labor again. Politicians have built so much red tape around any labor and product transportation that built our country. It's illegal to mine nearly all minerals of any kind in this country. It's illegal to log a natural resource. It's illegal to drive truck unless you spend the $6,000 on a new school that the Democrats invented. It's illegal to transport livestock. It's illegal to sell food. It's illegal to manufacture products near the Great Lakes or any navigable waters. They won't allow product manufacturing due to so many laws, so they must raise the ceiling. Interesting analogy there. Hadn't heard that before. Listener says, we live in a debt-based society. The answer is simple. They don't want to fix it. low interest rates for years and plastic money. It's killed society. Nobody wants to hear the hard answers on how to fix it. The government was smart when they started welfare. They knew eventually it would be cradle to grave with government control. These are texts from our fine listeners. Getting to them before we end the program here today. How does this end? Says one listener. Do we wake up one morning to hear that the dollar in your pocket isn't worth the paper it's printed on? Maybe we all need to sit down and decide what is it that we need as opposed to what we want. The politicians pander to the voters, so who's the real problem here? The politicians or the voters?
Beautifully said on the needs and wants point.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a 38-foot Sea Ray, but, you know, I need food in my fridge and gas in my tank to get the, I mean, but they run around D.C. fulfilling every want they have on the planet with money they don't have. So I say, forget it, let it go, let it default. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it's as bad, and, you know, we can recover. The world won't end. Maybe move forward, like John Hinderrocker said, with a balanced budget. Imagine that.
Another listener says total interest payments on the government's debt could come in at nearly $580 billion this fiscal year, according to the Washington Post. Scott and Kev, my daughter lives in Nashville, and she said when you see Dolly out in public, you would never recognize her. But she mingles in the area and no one bothers her.
I believe that.
Pretty neat in that
city. Yeah, I believe that.
Because she's of the people. Let them default. Enough is enough, says another listener. How about this, Kev? We have a pair of tickets to give away for UND hockey tomorrow night with Minnesota Duluth. If you text us at 701-237-1590 in the next 3 minutes. What time is it? 2 minutes, we'll say. 2 minutes from right now. We will randomly select a winner right here live on the air. All right? So text 701-237-1590.
Go.
All you have to do is if you want to type in there hockey or UND or whatever, you don't even need to type anything because we're going to call you back on the number you text us on. It's 701-237-1590. We usually have listeners call. We'll do it a little different today.
Text us right now. Go. Text.
We have a robust...
Just text UND to us.
Yeah, anything you'd like. And you'll be on your way to see UND play Minnesota Duluth at the Ralph Engelstad Arena tomorrow night. It's a great way to go.
Here they come.
They're pouring in.
Exactly
right.
That's crazy.
And what did I say? 2 minutes. So at 55, 5 minutes before the hour, I'll randomly select a lucky winner, and you'll be in. So text right now, 701-237-1590. You still have time. 701-237-1590. And only, obviously, if you're able to go to tomorrow night's UND hockey game versus Minnesota Duluth at Ralph Engelstad Arena. I was up there last weekend. It's quite the experience. Even if you're not a UND hockey fan by chance, which to me is crazy. How can you not be a UND hockey fan? You must.
Well, unless you're a fan of another team, but I'll let you have this.
It's great fun. It is a, it's just...
Oh, no, Ed, beautiful. Oh, the Ralph is gorgeous.
Wonderful
experience, amazing.
Arena and great experience. So, all right, 10 seconds left to go here. And I'm going to have the mouse go up and down and up and down. Where will it stop? Where will it stop? And I got to scroll because there's so many texts.
All right, there's time right there.
It is 55, yep. All right, so here we go. You ready for this?
Look away, move them around.
Exactly right. You're still coming in. I had my mouse.
Click one.
On okay. So the number that won is a 779 number, 218.
Oh, I see you there. All right, don't give out the number. We'll get it. Yep.
You want to give him a call?
Yep, we will.
All right. And to all you texters, thank you. That was great fun. Guess what? So much fun. We might just do this again tomorrow for some Saturday night tickets. But tonight is Friday night, and Kev will call our lucky winner and let them know they've got some tickets. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Charlie Kirk is up next.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.